Pizza Box, Mike. One more day after this, and I got Matt Rothschild. Hey, you know, it'd be a lot easier for people to understand Black History Month if they kind of like coincided that with white tyranny every month. Huh? All this stuff, you know, Scott Walker, it's all this stuff is based on racism, you guys, and white supremacy. It's pretty easy to see. You know, I need more white guys to stand up and say, you know what, you're right, and I don't like this. I just don't like it. I don't care if you're Republican or you're a Democrat. Let's break into this, huh? And speaking of breaking into stuff, we got Robert in West Allis. Good morning, Robert.
Morning. How are you?
Damn good, thanks.
Yeah, the last caller said, you know, I didn't understand how it got so divisive. really, the COVID thing was it was a Donald Trump failure.
Right.
Right? So most things in the administration, they were completely incompetent. And he had to make an excuse for himself, like he's been making an excuse his whole life. But I don't know if you saw it, but Jeff Zucker resigned from CNN.
Yes.
Over a relationship. And I say good riddance to that man.
Right.
He created Donald Trump. So he's the one that took the failed businessman who was terrible at running a freaking casino and got him on The Apprentice. Then when the job opened for CNN, Trump worked behind the scenes to get Zucker in there. Well, mm-hmm. Zucker's been in there 9 years, and he's the problem for their corporate media. When they took the firewalls down between the commercial side and news, Jeff Zucker symbolizes that. He would, you know, basically, he gave Trump, him and these other people in the media, almost like $6 billion in free media, like double what was given to Hillary in the first campaign. And he would bring people on from their campaign as guest hosts, like it was a Katie McEnany and some of these other people. But he kind of saw politics as a sporting event, you know, where people are on teams. And or almost like a melodrama where you have these characters. So, I mean, it's very intellectually lazy, for one. And for two, it's not reporting the news for the average citizen. I remember at one point, Bernie was giving a speech on actual policy issues. And what was CNN covering? A podium with no one at it at a Trump rally. I mean, you know, so good riddance to Jeff Zucker and all the corporate people that don't report the damn news.
And you're spot on. That's why I don't watch MSNBC, Robert, anymore, because, you know, it's made up of former Republicans and centrist Democrats and corporate Democrats. I can't wait for the day that Rachel Maddow isn't there pretending like she's a progressive anymore. It ticks me off so much. And you're right about Trump. We know this because he sat with Bob Woodward and talked about how dangerous it was. And, oh, my God, it's worse than the flu and this and that. And then all of a sudden, let's use it as a political divisive tool.
And Robert's also right about the mainstream media, the corporate media. They made Trump. They made Trump, when he was running the first time. I mean, Leslie Moonves, head of CBS, said, it may not be good for America, Donald Trump, but it's damn good for CBS because it boosted their ratings every time they had Trump on the air.
Yeah, I mean... And people like you and myself and Michael Moore were just going, hey, we're going to lose this thing. This isn't funny. You know, they thought it was funny. Everybody laughed. Right. Oh, you can't win. You know, how many of you Democrats, you loyalist Democrats actually didn't vote? We should check and see how many of you did instead of blaming progressives all the time.
But people, the corporate media was totally in denial about the possibility of Trump beating Hillary Clinton. But if you lived in Wisconsin and you drove from, you know, Madison to Sheboygan or anywhere outside of Dane County, all you saw were Trump signs.
It's scary. And it's still on today. But I have noticed, you know, a lot of these, you know, Trump banners and gun signs and flags, they've disappeared.
They're less and less, though. I've got a neighbor who's got a Trump sign out still, but...
Yeah, and I got a memory, so I know which clowns were. And believe me, when I drive by, I still grumble. You know, you packed the badge, huh?
January 6th was a real litmus test. You know, people who are still celebrating Trump after January 6th, those folks...
they can't be saved.
No, I want to waste my breath trying to convince them. But there are a lot of people who did vote for Trump. Let's face it, every other person in Wisconsin who voted for Trump practically in this state. And not all those folks are happy about him now. And I would engage in conversation with those folks and say, you know, what do you think about January 6th? What do you think about these false electors? You know, what do you think about, the legislators in Wisconsin who sent a letter to Vice President Pence on January 5th, 2021, of all dates, saying, you know, don't seat the delegation from Wisconsin. I mean, these guys are all collaborators in the coup, and they all should be held accountable.
And I don't want anybody telling me to reach out to these guys. No, I'm not the one that needs to reach out or over or, you know, underneath or over the top, any of that. You guys are over the top. Let's go to Thomas in Franklin. Morning, Thomas.
Morning. Yeah, I wanted to, I've listened to Devil's Radio for a long time. Recently started listening to you. I heard that you, it was switch your diet. I think you called it, you know, vegetarian. But it seems like what you were going after is, like, more of the vegan diet.
No, no. I still, I'm, you know, eggs, cheese, milk, you know. I'm still eating animal products and getting some protein from that. I'm just not eating someone else's flesh anymore. And I just, you know, it's, for me, it was just, it really isn't about health or anything. That's just the benefits of it.
No, I, about a year ago, I switched to a vegan diet. So it's
That's hardcore. That is, I don't know if I could do that.
If you look into it, right? it's not as abstract and obscure as you might think. It takes about a month or two to really get used to, like, you know, not grabbing for the butter and the milk and the,
you hit it right there. Not the butter and the sour cream, dude. Oh no.
Yeah, the sour cream, but you know, there's vegan sour cream, which is excellent. I mean, I encourage you to try it. I just wanted to voice that, you know, you're still a part of, like, the, you know, and I'm not trying to throw stones at you.
Right.
But, you know, the factory farming, we all know, is awful.
And, it is.
You know, I feel so much better not spending my dollar, you know, on those things. And then, you know, this world's been crazy, obviously. Everybody knows that. And I just, within the last year after doing this, like, I feel like I've gained so much more control of what, you know, is in my life, what I spend my money on. You know, you feel pigeonholed, like you have to be a part of the meat industry, you know, but you really don't. You discovered you don't, you know, the meat part or whatever. So, you know, I just wanted to bring that out, maybe encourage you to take it one step further. You know, there's alternatives to all this stuff, the butter, the cheese, the sour cream, you know, the milk, all of it.
Cool. I appreciate
it's,
that.
It's
no,
much,
that's awesome.
Much healthier and better for everybody, you know.
And I think, thank you, Thomas. And I think you hit it right on the head when you talk about, like, the butter and the milk. It's just massive farming, you know, goats on top of goats, because, you know, goat cheese is really important overseas. So let's grow it here in Wisconsin. And it's inhumane, man. You're right. I just, I may come to that. You know, I'm just becoming a part of the earth now, like I've never been before, where it just, I just see everything and love everything that's alive, and I don't even care if it's a parasite. But
there's still dairy farms in Wisconsin that aren't factory farms,
right?
And
right.
Organic Valley, for instance, which is located here in Wisconsin, you're gonna have to fight me before I give up my Organic Valley salted organic butter, man. That stuff is great.
Well, and again, organic is another, you know, that's the phase in between what Thomas is talking about and what you and I are talking about. But the fact that I use butter on just my, I mean, ooh, pizza, let's throw a chunk of butter on that. I'm just kidding. But I was accused of salting my ham and my pizza when I was a kid, so I learned one day.
No, I know Thomas makes a good point about, right, you know, we all have choices to make as consumers too, but, you know, Thomas is kind of a vegangelist, and, you know, some of us.
But he's right, you know, they got you kind of cornered, right?
This, morally they have you cornered, no doubt about that.
And let's go to CJ in Madison right before the break.
Well, yeah, I figured that, you know, at least Matt wants to have a conversation with me occasionally, Mike. You call us, or call the Republicans, because actually I'm libertarian.
Koch brothers,
you know,
eh?
The party of hate. And you're the party of status quo. The big cities have been run for 40 years by Democrats, and the same problems still exist.
Yeah, it does. Like, New York and California are paying for all the red states. You're right. It's still the same.
And 85% of kids in Milwaukee can't read at third grade level.
Oh, dude. So yeah, you know what? You get tossed because you're, you know, here you go. CJ the racist. You're going to call my show and talk about 85% of brown children can't read. Hey, why don't you come on over to my house next time my grandkids are here? And I bet you they read at a higher level than you. I'm just not going to allow you to come on this show and spew your white supremacy bullcrap, dude. You're sad. You call me sad and we're the party of status quo? Are you kidding me? Your party's the party of death, dude. The Nazi party. The fascist party. Deal with it, man. You want to embrace that? Oh, you're not a Republican. You're libertarian. Yeah, like I said, you know, I do know some people in the Republican Party that like to smoke dope and have sex. That's libertarian party. Dude, I'm going off on people like you. I don't... We're not friends, dude, at this point. You're the problem in my way. The white man that has to dispute everything and poor white guys not getting any chances at anything, right? You and Ted Cruz should fly to Mexico together. See how much you like Mexicans when you get there.
And the problem with libertarians, I mean, I sympathize as a civil libertarian. I don't want the government to tell me, you know, what I'm reading and, you know, what books we should burn and what books we shouldn't burn. But, you know, libertarians think there's no such thing as a huge corporation that's out there, you know, exploiting workers and polluting the environment. They got no answer for that.
Well, people like CJ don't want to, you know, acknowledge that the problem, it's not 85%, I guarantee. You know, he throws out these numbers, but why can't they read, CJ? Is it because they don't have access to the public education that you had, that you abused, apparently, and got by somehow? I mean, all you do is criticize other people. I was mentioning that today. Why don't you take your own inventory, dude?
I don't know.
Don't you care about your grandkids, CJ? What happens if they fall in love with somebody that's a different color than you?
I'm hoping CJ's going to come around. I mean, he calls...
He's not. He's not going to come around.
He calls Devil Radio all the time, and he's got some fascination with what we're talking about here, and I can't believe even CJ is in favor of what happened on January 6th and the collaborators for January 6th, but... Maybe we should talk to him about that sometime.
Well, he's trying to separate himself from that. But if you're still voting Republican, you can't. That's my whole point. I don't care how nice you are. You know, it doesn't. They're, all these people are nice, aren't they? Look at how they legislate nice things for people, themselves and for those that support them.
He does like to spew the points, you know?
Just these raw numbers that are
raw numbers,
incorrect.
Dump on Milwaukee. People
yeah.
are always dumping
all these
on
big
Milwaukee.
Cities, man. All these big cities. Oh, they're just terrible, man. You love going to the concerts and the games and all that. Restaurants. Some of you get arrested for being racist when you show up.